Title: What Employers Need to Know About the Newly Enacted Families First Coronavirus Act. Content: On March 18, 2020, shortly after it was passed in the Senate by a vote of 90-8, President Trump signed H.R. 6201, the Families First Coronavirus Act, the Act, into law. There are two paid leave provisions of the Act that employers with fewer than 500 employees should be aware of: 1, the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act, and 2, the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. The Act also provides, among other things, $1 billion in grants to states for emergency unemployment insurance and refundable tax credits for employers providing paid emergency sick leave or paid FMLA. Further, for those who have been closely following the trajectory of this bill, it is worth noting that there are key differences as highlighted below between the original version of the bill passed by the House on March 14 and the final law, which are the result of several corrections that the House made to the bill on March 16 before sending it to the Senate. Paid job-protected leave under the Family and Medical Leave Act, like the original bill passed by the House on March 14. The law provides employees of employers with fewer than 500 employees with the right to take up to 12 weeks of job-protected leave under the Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, for certain reasons related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Unlike the original March 14 bill, however, the reasons for which an employee can take this paid FMLA leave have been significantly curtailed. Further, the amount of pay an employee is entitled to receive while taking this FMLA leave has also been reduced. Here are the key points that employers need to know. Who is eligible for the FMLA leave? An employee who has been employed for at least 30 days and is unable to work, or telework, due to a need to care for minor children if, 1, a school or place of care has been closed, or, 2, the child care provider of such children is unavailable due to a public health emergency, defined as an emergency with respect to COVID-19 declared by a federal, state, or local governmental authority. What are eligible employees entitled to? An employee is entitled to 10 days of unpaid leave. The employee may choose to substitute accrued paid time off or other medical or sick leave during this period, and 10 weeks of paid leave at a rate of 2/3 of the employee's regular rate of pay, at the number of hours that the employee is regularly scheduled to work. Paid leave, however, cannot exceed $200 a day or $10,000 in total. Is the job leave protected? As with traditional FMLA leave, this leave is job protected and an employer must return the employee to the same or equivalent position upon their return to work. The bill outlines an exception for employers with less than 25 employees if the employee's job no longer exists due to the coronavirus pandemic, which requires employers to make reasonable efforts to restore the employee to an equivalent position. Are there any types of employers excluded from the Act? The bill grants the Secretary of Labor the authority to issue regulations exempting, 1, certain health care providers and emergency responders from taking leave under the bill, and, 2, small business with fewer than 50 employees from the requirements of the bill if it would jeopardize the viability of the business. The Act also gives employers of health care providers and emergency responders the ability to opt out of providing the FMLA leave required by the Act. Further, under certain circumstances, an employer party to a multi-employer collective bargaining agreement can satisfy its obligations to provide paid sick time by making an equivalent contribution to the multi-employer plan fund. What are the notice provisions? When the need for leave is foreseeable, employees only need to notify employers of the need for leave when it is practicable. The Act is silent regarding notice requirements for unforeseeable leave. Are the civil penalties the same as under the FMLA? They appear to be, with one exception. Employers who do not meet the standard definition of employer under the FMLA, employers with less than 50 employees, are excluded from civil liability for violations of this amendment. There are several issues that the Act does not address, the most notable of which is how an employer determines whether it has fewer than 500 employees, e.g., are employees of parents and subsidiaries included in T.